listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
All right, it's your second hour of the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Take it away, ladies.
Okay. Hi, welcome back to our second hour, Hollywood Connections. Go to hollywoodconnections.biz and see what I do. I help people get connected in show business. And before I go to our first caller, Yvonne, I'm super excited because we have the aquavault.com.
Okay.
And if you put in promo code Hollywood1, it's a vault that attaches to your lawn chair. And I've used mine today at the Lazy River, and I felt safe with my, iPhone. And also, too, is Peter, we also have, I've been working on this for a year. And it's so funny because Patsy has it, and I'm like, wait a second. I called Dawn. I'm like, Dawn, I said, I need my promo code. I've been talking to you like a year and a half. So she sent us the pillows from mypillow.com. And, I have to tell you, we buy all these pillows from Costco. We buy the cold pillows. And I want to tell you, I can sleep much better.
Really?
We fight over these pillows.
Uh-oh.
We fight over these pillows. And I'll tell you real quick, if you go to mypillow.com and you put in promo Beach, B-E-A-C-H, or call 800-869-0250. And you put in that promo code BEACH. And the cool thing is, I got to tell you the story real quick. So my husband, has his pillow. And so our Sandy Beach kind of piddled on it.
Okay.
Our new pillow. And so I looked at him because I actually put my initials on the back of it. I said, this is my pillow.
Okay.
And so anyways, he looked at me and I went, oh, honey, that was actually your pillow. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you put your initials on the wrong one.
No, but here's the good thing. I put it in the washing machine and it still came out the same way. It wasn't, distorted or anything. And I will tell you, it does go to your body.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've tried it.
I've seen ad on TV. You can put them in the dryer and everything.
How much are they?
There are different prices online. You have to go to online and look at them.
Okay.
And they're also, they have pet beds. She even told me, I told her the story. And she said, well, we have pet beds. And I said, well, Sandy destroys. She chews everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, I'm excited about this because this is an opportunity for you to sleep well. And I enjoy it when it's like we fight over these pillows and we have, trust me, I have 15 pillows in the house.
Wow.
And I use this one. And that is endorsed by me and my husband because we are pillow people.
Okay.
So anyways, thank you, Dawn at MyPillow. Now, in the meantime, Peter, we have a super special guest on the line.
Yeah, we got Austin Spicer on the line.
Hi, Austin. Thank you so much for holding. And how are you doing this evening?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. So I actually, had contacted you, and I'm super excited because you've got some stuff going on here in our local area.
Yeah. We're making a feature film.
Oh. I am excited about that. And tell us about it. And you have auditions coming up this weekend.
Yes. Auditions will be on the 31st of this month.
That's Friday.
The 1st of April from 3 to 7.
And where will that be, Austin?
It'll be at Indian Rocks First Baptist Church in Largo at the Youth Center.
Right. Now, is a lot of people, there's a breakdown of some people that I did announce the first hour, just in case, because I knew you guys were in a meeting. What are you looking for in this audition?
For one, we need the main character, the detective, guy, mid-30s, able to, put off a pretty cool... lonesome guy, the bad boy thing, and then also Marianne, who's the young, innocent, annoying girl, and is around 18 years old, looks around 18 years old, to be his little mission, so to say, throughout the movie.
Okay. And also, too, are you looking for extras?
Yes, we need lots of extras for this movie because... it's called The Wasteland because there was a nuclear disaster, right, that happened, and there's lots of nuclear mutations and stuff. And we need a bunch of people to play these. The characters are called Skavers.
Okay.
They're just mutated people. from this disaster.
Oh, okay. So now, is this a pain, extra work, and for the feature, or is this like for copy and credit?
This is a no-budget film, so we provide food, IMDb credit. That's about it. I mean, one of my friends said it really well. I mean, if we all had the money to pay, we would, because, I mean, we're going to use you, and this is something that's going to go on your reel. This is something that's going to, I mean, give us a film as filmmakers. So, I mean, we're just going to be building each other up. And finally, we're going to get a paid gig. How am I saying this? One, by using these actors, right, mm-hmm. we make a better movie, get our name out there. Then we get on paid sets. We'll be able to pay the actors through this stuff. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, for sure.
It makes sense.
Now, are you looking for financing for your movie as well? Because we have some people that will be, you know, helping out and calling in a little bit later. So if that's something we can help you out with, I'd like you to call back about 7:40 and ask some questions.
Yeah. We're always looking for investors. Now, we want to do a little crowdfunding just for side money, but
basic
investors.
Expenses.
Right.
Can you give the location of that church again?
Yeah, can you give that church again and the phone number to call or to email as well for the extras and for the auditions and what you're looking for the movie this weekend?
Yeah, the church is Indian Rocks First Baptist Indian Rocks Church in Largo.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use my phone number, 727-225-7556. And the email is aspicerproduction@gmail.com.
Is that the one on Indian Rocks Road?
No, it's off of Walsingham.
Walsingham, okay. Yeah. I think I've been there. Is that a church that gives scholarships to kids in the area to go to college?
Yeah.
I've been there. You may have met my friend there. She's done a lot of volunteer, Ann Schofield.
Yeah, that's a great church.
Yeah, she's done a lot of work there. They gave her an award. That's when I went there as an escort. Yeah, that's a great church. They're doing a lot of good stuff.
And on Friday, it's from 3 to 7, and Saturday is the same time. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Very cool. Well, I invite you to the station to meet you in person pretty soon. You're on 5 stations. You're on 2 FM, 3 AM, 106.1 FM, and
oh, really?
The area of Tampa Clearwater, yes, and we have a live video feed going. You can watch us at thetantalknetwork.com, and that's what my show is about, Austin, to help people learn about the industry and where to go. And I'd like you to call back about 7:40 or 7:45 for a minute. I have somebody that might be able to help you.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Austin, for calling in. And thank you. We'll see you this weekend. All right.
Oh, that's a good opportunity for people who would like to be into acting, and, you know, just so they could get used to being on the stage and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, we also have a VIP guest from Los Angeles, and he's on the line. And we actually promised him to play some music. Before we do, hold on a second. Actually, Peter, while we regroup, we're going to be right with you always in just a minute. Mm-hmm. And I was floating down the lazy river today.
As usual.
And I'm like swinging and dancing. So we're going to just play some of our more tropical music. Peter's going to surprise us with something. And we'll be right back with Always. And he also has a record label and three songs
always.
That we're going to play.
He was last week also.
He was, yes. But we played the wrong song. And we promised him we would have him back today and talk about his career and what he's doing.
Okay, that'll be fine.
So we'll be right back. Always stay on the line. We'll be right there.
You know I'm human too. Why you gotta be so rude?
Float down the lazy river with me and jump to that music.
I love that. That was very nice, very relaxing.
I know it was. Yeah,
movement, the motion of it.
That's my music. Anyways, yes. Welcome. Always, are you on the air with us? Is he there?
Yeah. Good afternoon to you.
Hi.
So we're gonna before we start, tell us who you are and introduce yourself to everybody around the world.
Yes.
My name is Always Carey, originally from Columbus, Ohio, but now I reside in Beverly Hills, Hollywood, California.
That's right. And so you also have artists, but you're also a record label as well?
Yes, we have several. We got Belcore Entertainment and Management, and we have Gift Records.
Okay. And are they accepting new talent? Because a lot of people actually have emailed me from last week. And Yvonne, you had a question on that too?
No, I just wanted to know exactly how they could get involved. They want to get involved with your label, how they could reach you?
They can get my direct line. I'll give you my direct phone number.
Oh, okay.
The studio number is 818-471-2716. And we're taking all artists because we believe if you can dream it, you can live it.
Okay.
And I can show you better than I can tell you. It's my two mottos.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Well, also, too, I was, you have a song that you want to set up for us. What one are we going to play? Peter has them ready for you.
The first song is called From Where's I'm From. It's a testimony of my life. And God stated in his word that we're saved by the land of God and the word of our testimony. So this is my testimony.
And you wrote this, the lyrics and also the music?
Yeah, the music. I sang it, rapped it, and produced it.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay, so let's go to that, Peter. You have that one song set up. You know what it is? And we'll be right back. Always stay on the line. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Fearless.
Living on peerless. You don't know where I'm from. If you don't know, now you know. I'm from the Tracy Circle West Side. My first 5 years of my life. When I was 6, my mama moved it to the east side. Prejudice was thick, all black community. With my sister and brother being white, we always had to fight. Ashamed memories bring the pain. We started out rough, Ben Brook had us all shook. Mama go-go dancing, pimp romancing, grandma enhancing her lifestyle. Time to testify with tears in my eyes. Time to let that truth fly. My, oh my, walking with that blue sky. City got a ghetto. From the ghetto. You don't know where I'm from. If you don't know, now
if you
know.
If you don't know, now you know.
From every city ghetto. Got a ghetto. Always playing tag football in the street. Mama selling the body to make that ends meet. That's when me and my brother laced up the cleats and learned how to compete. Only
Christmas Eve was sweet. Presents under the tree, the rest of the year straight misery. Mama tried to make it all up in one day. Christmas the rest of the day, always had to leave. My story most people couldn't believe, wouldn't believe, shouldn't believe. Now you know why I we achieved and received this destiny. Although my history was total difficulty, now I got the victory.
You don't know where I'm from.
I'm from the ghetto.
If you don't know, now you know. Every city got a ghetto.
Every city got a ghetto.
You don't know where I'm from. If you don't know, now you know.
Now you know.
Every city got a ghetto.
The ghetto, I had nothing to lose. Just in the city blues. Always thought I was gonna blow a fuse. Always cool, class clown, getting laughs, causing havoc, breaking all the rules. My dreams, you had no clue on what always was here to do. Blue Jew, the silly rabbit dreams are for kids. Now look what I just did, giving hope to the inner city kids. The give is to live, the hide is to forbid. The live is to love, and love is to be or not to be. Sincere, passionately, love is the key to be free. Come walk with me,
no more come to camp,
and be free, free.
You don't know where I'm from.
I'm from the ghetto.
If you don't know, every city got a ghetto. You don't know where I'm from.
You don't know where I'm from.
If you don't know, now you know. Every city got a ghetto. You don't know where I'm from. If you don't know, now you know. Every city got a ghetto.
And we're back. And so that was a very beautiful song. Uh-huh. And we're going to go to another one. What the next one is something about roses. Always. Are you there? We're live on five stations, 2 FM, 3 AM. I am Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz. Always, are you still there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay,
yes.
So the next song is about roses, right?
Yeah, no, it's Love Always. But can I respond to that first song?
Yes.
That first song was a testimony. I'm from the worst ghetto in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, what's the name of it? What's the name of that ghetto?
It's called Franklin Manor, Tracy Circle.
Okay.
And it's impoverished. It's ghetto within pimps and prostitutes.
Oh, my God.
Then you got a picture of that in 1968, 1969. See, when I was growing up, I'm the male Mariah Carey. My mom is white and Italian, my dad black and Indian.
Okay, so like a mulatto kind of.
So I'm mulatto, half-breed, yeah. Oreo, zebra, whatever you want to call me.
They called them.
They called me the white rat on the south side of Chicago because I got blue eyes or green eyes and. I took a lot of hits, but you learn how to fight.
Yeah,
I'm a warrior.
You stay focused.
Yeah,
I stay focused. I was able to survive that. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to reach out to anybody that's going through something, bullying, cyberbullying, any type of thing. If they can survive that, they can survive anything, and I'm here to pray for them and work with them.
Oh, beautiful.
That's a beautiful testimony. Yeah. And I know we have two more songs we have to play. I know we have other guests calling, and
okay,
I do want to get this done.
The next song is called Love Always, and it's dedicated to my fallen soldier, Ryan Hart, who was on the record label, and he passed away. His lungs froze up, asthma attack. Mm. So he passed away, so I dedicate that to him tonight. It's called Love Always.
Okay, we'll be right back. 106.1 FM.
This is going out to the whole world. Lost loved ones. Wiping them tears away.
Still remembering the love of my grandma. I can't tell it all stand tall. Never fall. She would do whatever it took. Put me to sleep with that good. Just give me the look. Never did she raise no crook. She always gave
Back, and so we have another song. We have one more, but
I just wanted to say to him, always.
Yes, I'm right here.
Yes, I think it could be very well, you know, for people like yourself and how you was able to come out of that situation and where you are now. I think that is a very positive thing you can get out into the community for people like yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a lot of us.
Yes, a lot of it. And where's your studio now?
My studio's in Beverly Hills, California, and Baldwin Hills, California.
Okay, and now and you were saying in the beginning when when we were interviewing you, you were saying that you came out of the worst ghetto in Columbus,
that's
Ohio.
Correct. I'm a living statistic that if you can dream it, you can live it.
Yes.
And LeBron James, I looked at LeBron James on sports. I am on music like he is on sports.
Okay.
I shouldn't even be here. But the grace of God.
Yes. Well, I like that.
And also, too, I think we have another song we're going to play. What is the last one that we're going to play?
The last song is 24 Hours of Love. It's called Two Dozen Roses.
Oh, that's the one. Two Dozen Roses, mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm. And Gene Anderson, King of the Hollywood Blues, is my good friend. He gives out Two Dozen Roses at his shows in Vegas.
All right.
Yes. Okay, let's play that song. We'll be right back. 106.1 FM.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, you my two dozen roses. Unconditional love. 24 hours a day, always, always. You're all I need, all I ever wanted.
So beautiful, more wonderful. Just like 2 dozen roses. Yes, you do. You make life so beautiful, more wonderful. Just like 2 dozen roses.
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures, pastures. He lead me beside the still waters, he restore my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointing my head with oil, my cup runneth over, over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and never faint. You make life so beautiful, more wonderful. Just like 2 dozen roses. Yes, you did. Your love is so patient. Your love so very kind. You refresh, you
And we're back, and I hope you enjoyed that music. Always, and that song was really amazing. You know,
it's really nice.
Thank you.
I really like it.
So it debuted on our show and Shock Show as well. I heard.
Yeah, it's going up the charts. A lot of people are loving the music. Mm-hmm. God just told me to make the music. He's gonna do the rest. So only thing I'm gonna do is make the music, make these hit records, and let the whole world feel it.
And you produce other talent?
Yeah, I produce. I'm like the next Quincy Jones. I do movie scores, television, sports, anything with music. I can put the visual to any type of music. And we got an artistic way of we're doing it. Any artist that want to come to me, we're going to be on movie soundtracks and scores.
Oh, do you have any artists that came to you already?
Yeah, I got St. James. I got Britt J. I got like 25 artists on my label, and we're launching next month to the world with these movie soundtracks to be able to let them know that movie soundtracks is going to always make money in Hollywood.
Right. Well, I do want to thank you, and I have to do this, and please respect my wishes on this. I always thank people that hook people up to me.
Yes.
And you know, so you were contacted by a friend from Las Vegas, which is an associate I have not met yet, and we've been on the phone because you know, he's actually working with Gene Anderson, King of the Hollywood Blues, and I've known Gene for 20 years.
Yes.
Yeah, we know Gene.
Right, Gene Anderson. But,
Actually, I'm gonna give first and foremost Jesus Christ, and he trumps everybody.
We agree to that.
Amen.
So Adrian Taylor was an influence, but Jesus Christ opened the door.
That's true.
I got a nephew out there. Look out for him. I'm gonna give him your number. He's trying to make it. He's been in some movies and he's rapping. Kelly Champion. So
Okay. Tell him to come holler at us. We ready.
Yeah, he's my nephew. I'm King James. So.
Hold on a second. Peter, you have a question real quick. No, I think that somebody is texting me on something here. What was it with some of the people that you've had? LeBron James, you said?
Yeah, St. James.
Oh, St. James.
St. James.
Okay. Okay, I know. Somebody texted me. I'm like,
You played his hit record last week. It was called Who Hurt You?
Oh, I gotcha. Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
You remember that song? You can't forget it.
Right, right. And that went out to many people. I told them about it, that we're going through something. So that was really important. And with the new artists that the record label is taking, is it something that you can give your website? Because people are writing me and they're saying, is this for real? I don't know what to do. And, are they taking artists?
The email address. You want the email or you want the website?
Both.
Okay, well, the email address is always alwazbase@gmail.com.
Okay.
And the website is called giftrecords.com, giftrecords.com. And if you have a gift, use it for God.
That's right.
And your phone number is 818-471-2716?
That's correct. It's always on.
Okay.
And it's funny, always, Gene Anderson has been my friend for over 25 years. Mm-hmm. He walked me down the aisle last year in Las Vegas.
And
we go way back. We are really a tight-knit, friend because, he was with Ed Townsend. I got to tell the story. And Ed Townsend wrote Marvin Gaye songs,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I went into Ed Townsend's office and he has passed away. And Gene had asked me, he's like, give Dawn $1 million for her TV show. And Gene said, he had the money.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, you keep up the good work always.
Sounds good.
Just know I love the three of you and Peter as well. Thank you, Peter, for making everything right this week.
Yes.
And we appreciate you in the spirit of God.
And where can people buy your music? That's the last word.
They can go on iTunes. They can go on Spotify. They can go, just Google me. I'm all over. I'm all over the world.
All righty.
It's alwazzcarrey. And I'm the male Mariah Carey that can rap.
Wait a second. Your last name is Carey. Are you related?
Yeah, that's my second cousin.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I was like, okay, that's Carrie in there.
Yes.
Okay, I gotcha.
Okay.
And that's very cool.
And you're the male.
That's I'm difference. The male virgin.
You're the male virgin. Yes,
testosterone.
We'll have to get Mariah on.
That's on her. But I'm the cousin. Doing me.
That's right.
I'm doing me.
Do you, man.
I got you through you. You never know.
I'm the submarine. See the helicopter.
Okay.
I gotcha.
You got hers.
We want to thank you so much for calling in. And as like I said, I promised my word I would play that and to make sure it was good.
It was wonderful.
Thank you. And thank you for your time. And Los Angeles, California record label.
Keep being the model.
That's right.
I will. I'm a role model for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And it stands for, my name stands for Always Carry Jesus.
All right.
Mm. All right. Mm-hmm. And give it to him in the morning and watch things happen.
Okay.
And we'll be right back.
Watch it now.
That's right. So anyways, Peter, thank you so much for calling. And Peter, do we have the other song, One Love, is that the way you like? We're going to go to a break. And then we have another VIP guest on the line.
Okay.
A little bit more of a Caribbean music flair. And that's your favorite, right, King James?
Right. Yeah. Everybody loves One Love.
I know. Oh, I hope you're enjoying the music because I'm tropical today. I've got my tropical backdrop today.
I'm here too.
I know you are.
I'm in the tropical background.
I know we all are.
I'm in the jungle.
There we go.
Yeah, with the drawings.
Enjoy.
See that.
Feel alright. Gideon.
One love.
For when the man comes, there will be no doom.
One song.
Have pity on those whose chances grow thin. There ain't no hiding place from the Father.
We are excited, Peter, because we have more film directors calling in. I think our other VIP caller is on from Las Vegas, Nevada. And are you on, Andre?
No, he's not on yet.
Oh, not yet. Okay. He'll be calling back.
We have Daniel from the Austin Spicer. He's one of the producers of that movie.
I know. Why don't you call the other Vegas? Because I have a surprise for him, okay. Daniel. And we're going to put him on in a second. And we're going to have this other gentleman, because I want to hook those two up on Hollywood Connections.
Okay.
So hold on, Daniel. While he's making that phone call, like I said, there's a movie coming up. They're going to talk more about it. And the gentleman that's calling in about 2 minutes here, he is actually going to be talking about investments and movies. And he's actually helping many people get the right information.
Okay.
You know, for financing. A lot of people need financing for their film.
Oh, yes, because those films are very expensive.
That's right.
It takes a lot of money to do it. And one guy said he's doing a feature film. That's a lot of money.
Well, you know, thegiftoftheheart.com is another one. Actually, Andrew, he has Austin St. John, the original Power Ranger, as well as John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard in his movie. And he is looking for funding as well. So, you know, here's another one that I gave to this amazing man that is very knowledgeable. Are you on the air with us, Andre?
I'm on the air.
Hi. Very cool. Welcome back to us. Thank you. We had extra film directors on. And real quick, Andre, tell us what you do so people know, because I have a special guest that does have a question for you.
Well, I put together deals, and I finance mostly entertainment projects. I've been involved in sports and team financing and motion pictures. We take things to Wall Street. I refer deals for financing, primarily in the high finance area.
That's right. I call him the deal maker.
Okay.
I call him the deal maker. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had a couple of things that, you know, he's actually working with me on, and I'm very impressed, you know. Andre, I need another email. I got so many emails from you. I love it. But, you know, we have a guy named Daniel on the phone. He is working on a feature film this weekend. And, Peter, let's put Daniel on with him. Daniel, welcome back to Hollywood Connections. You're on the air on five stations, 2 FM, 3 AM. And we call Andre the deal maker. And so tell him about your feature film.
Well, Dawn, thank you for having me on the show. We're just looking to make deals, Andre. We're definitely looking for financing for this film. We about have an estimated budget of about $15,000. It's just to cover, you know, all the necessary items that we need and expenses. But of course, that's just a workaround estimated budget. But yeah, we're definitely looking to make deals and look for people that are invested or want to invest in a, as you said, entertainment project such as our film, The Wasteland.
You said you need $15,000?
Well, that's just our budget overall. That's not what we're looking exactly from one single investor. That's just our overall budget, which we're going to achieve through various means, and investors is one of them.
Okay. Well, the guys I work with, their minimum investment is about $3 million.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
I mean, you know, you could always add, that's a friends and family. That's a get a home mortgage loan, you know, pull some equity off of the home equity. Hey, give us 25, we'll put 15,000 in the film. Or that's 15 mm-hmm. guys putting up 1,000.
Yes.
Or one doctor that gives you some of his tipping chains.
And
a cardiologist,
get it as a rattle.
Hey, listen, I got 15 grand for you. Pay it whenever you can. It's not a lot of money, but it's okay, you know. Everything starts with, every deal is whatever it is.
Yes. Like you said, that's just our starting budget. So we're looking to see where that goes.
Well, in general, if you're looking for $100,000, $250,000, or $300,000, the best investors are doctors.
Yes, and we're looking to, our PR and myself and our other producer, John Aurelia, we've already been discussing talking to various doctors in the Tampa Bay area just to start as we look for investors.
Well, one reason doctors make good investors is because a lot of times they do things in groups. So if you said, oh, I need $500,000, if you're friends with a doctor, and a doctor says, well, you know, we golf together every Saturday or whatever. He might have five buddies, and what they'll do is when you show them your presentation, and if they like it, you know, let's say you're talking to Dr. Jim, cardiologist, and there's another guy, he's an anesthesiologist, and maybe a couple of other guys that are general practitioners. They're all buddies. They're at the same club, and he might say, hey, we like Daniel's project. It looks good. Bob, why don't you come in? I'm going to give him $75,000, and why don't five of us give him $75,000 and see if it does any good? And you make a deal with him on the golf course or in the clubhouse or whatever, and you have your attorney draft some papers, and you have a great stake, and what a great stake it'll be when five doctors give you $75,000. And a lot of times it's just as simple as that.
Yes, that's actually part of our game plan, is to start with doctors. And we are aware that that's what they do, that doctors have buddies, and we want to find that doctor and find his buddies.
I'll give you an example. A couple of years, maybe not even a couple of years, last year we had a film. There was a we didn't actually finance it because the intermediary guy got a little greedy, but the doctors had $12 million in a holding company. They really don't have time to invest it because they're busy being doctors. And when someone's a surgeon and they, you know, maybe working 16 hours a day sometimes, when they get time off, they're spending it with their family or vacationing, or some of them like to chase chicky babies, I'll call it, and all of this kind of thing. But they've got $12 million sitting in their holding company, and one of the guys got a hold of me, and he says, we've got some doctors. They were in Savannah, Georgia, the core group, and then there was another part. They had an investment kind of a deal, some kind of partnership, but $12 million was cash, liquid. And we said, well, we've got a little $5 million movie. Would you guys like to invest? Well, what happened was the doctors were happy to put in the $5 million, but the intermediary wanted $500,000 just for making the referral, and the filmmaker says, we don't want to pay it. So the money didn't come in, so they says, well, look, would you just take $100,000 or $150,000 just for giving us the phone number? And he said no, so he advised his doctor who wanted to put in the money, the group, from the group, because they says, good, we can invest the $5 million. Well, there was a section of the Internal Revenue Code called Section 181, and I think it's got to be renewed again by Congress, but it allowed anybody that made a passive investment to defer their capital gains or whatever. They could take a write-off in the year they made the investment, and they can get their profit back when the film brought in money. So these doctors wanted to take advantage of that, because this is all passive income that they were investing, and they couldn't take advantage of the tax opportunity because the intermediary wanted more money than the film maker was willing to pay, because they have to pay the bills that come to them when they do a transaction. But notwithstanding that, we had a clear $5 million, and they even says, look, we've got more money, we'll put in more money. But it just shows the point that many times you may have some high net worth individuals that if you approach them properly and you've got a good business plan, they may decide to put the money in for you, and it's not really that hard.
Yeah. Well, what I'm going to do, because we have not even 10 minutes left, and I know we had went over before as well, I'm going to hook you two up after the show. So, Daniel, I'll text you his number, and then you guys can chat as well.
Yes.
That would be good, Daniel?
Yes, that'd be great.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, that's what my show is about. Do you have any lead stars in your movie, or who are your features?
We actually are doing casting this weekend, so
yes,
no one
right.
has been officially casted. We do have a couple people we're already looking at, but no final decisions have been made as the open casting is this weekend.
Okay, now my Yvonne here, my beautiful co-host, is 80 years old. She doesn't look like it. She's a beautiful African-American, gorgeous lady. She's my Miss Florida Diva. What part could she try out for?
Well, we do have a lead character, a female lead character, Marianne. She's about 18, 19 years old, character-wise.
But
we could have a 25-year-old, as long as they look the part, we'd be able to play that. There's also other positions as well. That's our mostly our main female lead, but we have other characters and extras that would be filled.
But they have extras. You have extras, right?
Yes, we have these creatures called Skavers that are part of the realm and part of the world of Wasteland.
Okay.
That we'll need people to fill.
Okay.
Well, Don, you could always have them write you in, write her into a part.
Well, that's true. Now, a question. You know, I remember this movie, you know, old First Wives Club. Remember when she said, I have to play Monique's mother? So, no. So, if you need a reporter, a talk show host, we'll figure that out at the audition, right?
Yeah, that's always something we could always work out. There's a couple of voices.
Hey, Don, I got to put my agent hat on and tell you like this.
Go ahead.
If I was a professor and you came in my class, I would say, well, Don, the A is already in the book.
Uh-huh. If I came there, you'd give me an A, too.
Then certainly he's got a part for you.
Yes.
Well, I have another question while we have everybody on the phone, because I have a surprise for Peter as well. But you guys, I'd like to kind of promote. I've got reporters out there, and they're teen reporters.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to vouch for maybe, and you don't have to give me an answer now, but think about it. If we can do some behind the scenes with you after you get casted, so we can get some interviews of how they got the part and everything for the show as well. Would that be okay? You can think about it?
Yeah, we can talk about that. I mean, I have your number, and we're on Facebook as well, so that could be definitely something we can talk about.
Super cool. Well, Daniel, I'll hook you and you both up, and we call the deal maker from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I want to thank you both for calling in and promoting your casting this weekend. Give it one more time where it's at and the times.
It's at Indian Rocks Baptist Church at the Youth Center. We'll have people directing as actors come in. We'll have people directing where to park. It's from 3 to 7, March 31st. And April 1st as well.
Perfect. And they'll see you there. Bring your headshot and your resume.
Daniel?
Yes.
Yes.
I got some advice for you. Bump your budget to about $1 million, because it's easier to get $1 million than it is 15 grand.
Okay. Thank you. I'll take that into when I go to a meeting.
There you go. Well, I'm going to text you his number right after the show.
Okay, great. Thank you, Don.
Very
it's been
cool.
Great being on the air with you for Hollywood Connections, and it was nice meeting you, Andre.
Thank you. Yes. We're on 5 stations, and I want to thank David Vogel, because he's the one that actually sent me their casting, and he was on the show 2 weeks ago. Thank you guys for calling. Now, you know, I know we have so much more, Andre, you know, with so much we want to talk about, but also Peter Blake, he is actually shopping, right? You've got a sports show. You're on, you know, Saturdays, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And what advice would you like to ask him, because he's been in your world as well? And, you know.
We lost him.
Oh, we lost him?
We lost him. Well, I don't know what happened.
He thought it was over.
Oh, no, he can't, because it's 7:54 and we have 5 minutes. And I think he's calling back.
He's calling back. Okay.
I see the flashing phones back there, which is cool. You know, I know when somebody's calling.
Yes.
Which is great. And so I think he's calling back on the air. Thanks for being patient and listening. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. We have Andre back on the phone.
Yes.
Andre?
Yes.
Adrian.
Oh, Adrian. I have a film director named Andre. Adrian.
That was some very good information.
Yes,
you gave
Adrian.
The young man. Yes.
I still have a film director in Miami.
Well,
so I, the two of them I get.
It sounds crazy, but if he says I need $1 million for my film, he'll probably have 30 people interested. But if he says he needs 15,000, people won't take him seriously.
Right.
They'll say, well, you could do that on your own.
Exactly.
Right. Well, you know, we have like a few minutes left, Adrian, and there's so many things that we want to talk about. Peter Blake is a sports, he's got a sports show, and we were talking about Peter's career. What advice, Peter, you have any questions to ask him? He knows this business. He's been where you are in helping people. What do you want to do with your career?
Well, I'm looking to be a national sports talk show host on Fox or ESPN one of these days with my own TV show also. So that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the...
big picture.
Yes. I have big time goals. But I've never had a TV job before, but I know how to edit and work a camera, so...
What advice
well,
can
I
you
know,
give?
I know how to get you a TV job. I used to be an agent 15 years representing TV talent.
So,
Hoda Kotb at NBC was one of my clients.
Very cool. Very cool.
So I got to give you his number, too.
You want to know how it's done? It's not easy, but it can be done.
I'm always down to learn, that's for sure. You can always learn something new, that's for sure.
Well, one thing that you can do, there's an association of news directors called RTNDA. Stands for Radio Television News Directors Association. And they have an annual convention every year. One thing you can do is Google their organization, find out when they have their meeting and sign up to attend the meeting, and that's where every news director shows up for a convention for about 3 days, mm. 3 or 4 days.
Peter, did you ever hear about that? Places.
I've never heard about that. What is that called again? The RT?
Radio Television News Directors Association.
Okay.
And the little acronym is RTNDA.
Got it.
And what happens is while all those news directors are there, you bring your audition tape and your resume, you bring a bunch of them, and you can find, hey, here's a news director for Cincinnati. Here's a news director for Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's another guy that's got Cleveland. Here's another guy, Wichita, Kansas. And all you have to do is step up to them, shake their hand, and say, would you look at my audition tape? And if they'll take the tape, you get the tape, you get their business card, you make a connection. But how most people do it is you get some audition tapes, and you have to knock on doors. And what happens is many times starting off, you may have to go to a place that no one wants to go to.
That's correct.
So for an example, for what are those places? How about Dubuque, Iowa? How about places like Wichita, Kansas?
Wyo, Ohio.
Sounds good to me.
Butte, Montana.
Yes. But people don't stay there long.
Sometimes what happens is the guy that's been working in Butte, Montana for the last 4 years, he's trying to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe that guy's from Detroit and he says, well, I've been working with the mountain men in Butte, Montana. And I'm sick of this because that job might pay $18,000.
Right. Well, I hate to call it short, and I know we have so much more. You're working on getting B.B. King's daughter on.
Yes.
One of the other Cool in the Gang, one of the writers, and you have so much more to talk about.
Sir Earl Toon is his name.
Right, and we're going to talk more about your career and what you're doing and how you started more next week as well, because he's helping me.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't forget about the Oakland Raiders moving to Los Angeles.
Peter.
Now, Las Vegas, actually, yes. So moving from Oakland to Las Vegas, and they've been there almost 44 years they played there in their 58-year history. So pretty amazing move.
Well, yep. Last week we said we'd talk about it, so the vote was 33-1.
Yep, and the only team that voted against it was the Miami Dolphins.
That's right. Well, here's the ending of my song. Don't worry, be happy. This is Dawn Reese.
I'm Yvonne Madison, Miss Florida Diva.
Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. Tune in next week because we have some other major film directors, producers, agents, casting directors. Remember all the castings that I just gave you and the casting companies to go to. You got to listen back to the show. Enjoy. Remember, give it to God. Watch things happen. And it's who you know and who knows you.
Be happy.
Bye, Andrea.